Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Reichard. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Hobley. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Floyd. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drago. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dick Drago. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Hobley moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hobley. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Melton applying the tag. Shaw moves to second. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Reichard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. Melton moves to second. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Reichard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado strikes out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hobley hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago fires to first and has May trapped. There's the throw to Rojas, who tags May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw strikes out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Piniella reaches second base with a double. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd misplays the ball. That's an error on Floyd. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. May reaches second base with a double. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Floyd strikes out. Two outs. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0 for 1 in the game. Drago strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from May and he is safe. Williams steals second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hovley bunts towards the mound. Wood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 2 in the game. Schall strikes out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hovley moves to third. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0 for 2 in the game. Floyd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0 for 2 in the game. Drago hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Williams reaches second base with a double. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 3 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hovley takes first base on ball 4. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood fires to first and picks off Hovley. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Shaw strikes out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 3 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Allen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 3 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. the Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Piniella hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Nelson now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Qualls pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Qualls moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-4 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Egan now catching. Bart Johnson now pitching. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Floyd hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Bergmeier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergmeier strikes out. Two outs. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hovley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out.